Victor Conti has joined us on Sports Byline USA. We're talking about his thoughts about the latest story as far as an athlete involving performance-enhancing drugs. Melky Cabrera with the San Francisco Giants suspended and set down for 50 games. Let's talk about London for just a second. I know that they, meaning the people that organized it and the people that were going to be doing the testing, Victor, when they went over, you know, when they brought the athletes together, all said that this was going to be the cleanest Olympics ever. What were they basing that on?
It's propaganda, Ron. It plain and simple. As I said earlier, these athletes are using drugs, Olympic-caliber athletes, during the fourth quarter of the previous year, the October, November, December, and into January. The Olympic Games are held in August. So if you want to catch the athletes, don't test them after they've had the opportunity to allow calculate clearance times and then show up at the Olympic Games knowing that they're going to be tested. That's IQ testing. That's not drug testing. So to come out and say, we're going to do more tests. At one Olympics, they do 3,000. The next one, they do 5,000. The next one, they do 6,000. That is not how you're going to catch the athletes. You need to do, I'd say they probably do 20% out-of-competition testing, and even that is not on the home soil of athletes. As an example, for track and field athletes, what they do during the European circuit is they know that the promoters are providing a hotel for them to compete on Saturday, and they show up on Wednesday to acclimate, so on Thursday they show up and test them. That's IQ testing. What they need to do is go to the home soil unannounced and randomly collect blood and urine. Then is when the athletes are using it. And I'm talking, once again, the October, November, December time frame before the Olympics took place in August. So they're using the resources that they have ineffectively, and then they're promoting propaganda that we're doing more testing than ever before. But sure, after they've ran all the fish out of the pond, then they stick their hook and line and pole in the water. Doesn't make any sense.
I might point out to people that Victor has been very open about wanting to try to clean up the sport. He wants to be on the other side of the issue right now. But you had a very interesting quote, Victor, is that nobody really wants to take the information and the advice that you have because, and the words were, you're bad for business. Explain what you mean by that.
Well, in London, when they had anti-doping conference meeting, there was about 350 media people there before the Olympics. John Fahey, who's the current chairman of WADA, somebody stood up and said exactly what we've been talking about and brought up my name and said that Victor Conti says that the biggest loophole in drug testing is for synthetic testosterone and that you can plug this loophole by using this carbon isotope ratio testing. His response was, I try not to listen to anything that man says. He's previously, even back in when Dick Pound, the former chairman, stepped down at the end of December of 2007. That's exactly what he said. I choose to get my information from medical doctors, not convicted felons. He's so interested in the message, the messenger, that he doesn't even take any time to listen to what the message is. I don't think it's being very smart. That's just my opinion. You get your information where you get it. If, and this is a big if, you have a genuine interest in catching people, if that's the objective, then you need to listen to me. If it's to promote propaganda and make people think that you've got the most effective testing and sophisticated testing ever and hoodwink people, then go ahead and listen to it and buy into it. But what I'm saying is the truth. I've been saying this about synthetic testosterone for a long time. Now most of the tests that they're even coming up with, the positive drug tests, are for synthetic testosterone. I think eventually they're going to be forced to answer some of these very tough questions that I'm putting forward. I'm not, you know, indebted to anybody. I'm doing this because I feel a responsibility for the mistakes that I've made in the past. And it's ironic, but during that time frame, I learned where these loopholes are, and I feel obligated to put that information out there. And I'll continue to put it out there. And hopefully at some point, I can tell you that VADA, Voluntary Anti-Doping Association, which is new and based out of Las Vegas and run by Dr. Margaret Goodman, a very long-term health and safety advocate for boxing and MMA, they are doing exactly what I've described. It's already being implemented, and that's how they caught Lamont Peterson. Instead of doing just the standard TE ratio and letting everybody fly under the radar, Every single urine sample they collect, they do the carbon isotope ratio testing. The second two fighters that came into the testing pool, one of them tested positive for synthetic testosterone.
Yeah, you also said the only people that get caught are dumb and dumber. Why do you feel that way? What is it that those that are getting caught are doing that they get caught?
Well, how easy is it to use synthetic testosterone if you're a Major League Baseball player? The only place they test you, you know, they say they have the right to test you, but let's just say 99% of the test samples are collected at the ballpark. So they know they're not going to be tested at the hotel. They know they're not going to be tested in the middle of the night. So the game ends. They rub this cream on. They get the benefit during their sleep. They wake up, take a shower, hydrate, show up at the park, and test negative. Now, if you know that other guys in the culture or in the league are doing this and getting a huge competitive edge from it, these athletes feel that they're forced to do what they have to do in order to be competitive. So if you're so inept, the barn doors, the back doors of the barn are wide open, and cows are coming in anytime they want. It breeds this culture. So I blame whoever it is that has developed the anti-doping policies and procedures for Major League Baseball. They're a big part of the problem. So if you want to clean up the sport and the athletes, then clean up the testing.
Yeah, I'm also going to suppose that we may be so far down the road with athletes trying to beat the system and athletes still using the PEDs that maybe the major sports do not want to have it cleaned up, because if they do, they're going to be completely embarrassed when they find out what the actual results are. And I'm going to use a story that a friend of mine in the NBA said. He said, if the NBA ever tested for marijuana, there would not be any eligible players playing in the league. Are we at the same situation, Victor, in the Olympics and also in Major League Baseball?
Well, it is, and you know, it's all the way to talk specifically about Balco. Let me just make this point. The two people at the very top of the food chain, the guy that I was getting the stuff from, named Miles Weary, who worked in a pharmacy in Texas, and Memo Heredia, who now works with all sorts of boxers, and the rumors is that he's working with Jamaican track athletes. He's even said that publicly, but specifically with Bolt is the rumor that's out there now. Jeff Nowitzki in the Balco case got those two, the two biggest dealers, that ones that everybody else was getting the drugs from, and they testified against me, and they testified against Trevor Graham, and they walked free. They got absolutely no consequences. Well, what do you think they're doing right after? He's out there working now with all sorts of top boxers because he got no consequences. So what I'm saying is they were looking for the names. They wanted the Balco guy. They wanted the Barry Bonds. They wanted the big names. It was about a trophy hunting expedition. It was not about getting to the guys that were actually making the money selling the drugs.
What do you think is, if you had to take a look at a crystal ball, say 5 years down the road, where are we going to be on this issue, Victor?
I hope that it will be a collective effort and people will begin to realize that you've got to do what you've got to do to be effective. And I think they know this. I've been saying this. I have met with USADA officials 3 times face-to-face. I met with WADA face-to-face. I've written many open letters. I wrote a letter for Dwayne Chambers that went to UK anti-doping. I've been saying many things that I believe could drastically change the effectiveness of the testing. Nobody cares about what the 50th ranked athlete does. It's the top 20. So instead of testing all 50 athletes 2 times a year as a mandate, test the top 20 athletes 5 times a year. Those are the guys that are getting the lanes and getting the medals and winning the money, or getting the positions in professional sport. So you need to go and put your hook and line in the water where the fish are biting, and you need to do tests that are going to be effective and catch people. For Major League Baseball to think that they're the best in sport and only test twice a year, and one of them is an announced test in training camp, I just don't get it. I mean, how Bud Selig can say that and keep a straight face.
Victor, I want to thank you very much. We've known each other for a long time, and I've always enjoyed our conversations. I know there are people that you know, have an issue with you, but I really believe that you're sincere about what you want to, you know, what you want to see happen with sports, and I appreciate you giving such factual information so at least the fan out there can make up their own mind. Thank you, my friend, and we'll stay in touch.
Thank you, Ron. I'm one of your biggest fans.
Victor Conti with us, and again, he said what these guys are doing is using fast-acting testosterone creams, gels, patches, and microdose injections. They put this stuff on after a game, let it circulate in their blood system for 8 hours later. Well, it's out of their system when they take the drug test. It's so simple. We continue with more of you in Sports Byline.